Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott talked to Fred Heumann last night on his way home from the banquet, and I asked him what the highlight was. He said, no question. It was the speech that Richard Bernstein gave in receiving the Tony Philippus Courage Award. And I said, okay, I get that. I can understand it. And then today I saw George Blaha, one of the honorees, and I said to him, what was the most memorable part of the evening, thinking it would be something with his family? And he said basically the same thing, that Richard Bernstein stole the show. We'd like to welcome him in now from the Bernstein Group, the law firm. Hello, Richard. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be with you. Thank you so much for having me on.
First of all, can you tell us a little bit what it meant to receive this award, the Tony Philippus Courage Award, and why you were selected?
Well, Tony Philippus was my mentor. And the incredible thing about Tony Philippus is that he was the one who inspired me to get involved in athletics. Tony was the one who said that athletics will change your life, athletics will have an impact. And ultimately, thanks to Tony, he gave me kind of the inspiration and the encouragement to really look at athletics. A lot of disabled people just don't do athletic competition. And thanks to Tony's encouragement and thanks to Tony's inspiration, you know, he encouraged me to do the marathons. And after doing 12 marathons, Tony then encouraged me to go off and do the Ironman. And that was one of the most incredible experiences I've ever had. And I think what is so important about athletic competition is that you realize, especially in my situation, after completing 12 marathons and then an Ironman competition, you realize that you can do anything. And it creates you into a person that realizes that no matter how hard or challenging life is, that you can make it happen. And just really quickly, I think the real thing about athletic competition is athletics lets you understand the true connection between the spirit and the body. When you're running a marathon or you're doing an Ironman, the pain is excruciating. And every athlete can know and appreciate what that pain is like. But it's ultimately your spirit and your soul that will guide your body through the pain and allow for you to cross that finish line. Because ultimately, athletics is really like life. It's life in its essence. It's pain, it's hardship, it's difficulty, it's struggle, it's challenge. While at the same time, it's incredible triumph, euphoria, admiration, and that sense of being able to work through whatever challenge and difficulty might be presented to you. So you can see why, for a blind person to have the opportunity to compete in athletic competitions, why it means so much and why it makes such a huge difference in anyone's life who is willing to compete.
Richard, I have a lot of friends who don't feel they have the energy to take the dog for a walk around the block, and here you are competing in the Ironman triathlon, overcoming blindness in the process. What is it about you or your family or whatever it was that stopped you from ever giving up or accepting less than your best?
It's a spiritual mission. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And that's what athletics does. Is, I mean, my entire life, I look at everything from a spiritual context. And I think that for me, the reason why I love doing these athletic competitions, especially the Ironman, and for folks that aren't familiar, the Ironman's a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and a 26.2-mile run. It must be completed consecutively. There can be no break or no timeout, and it took me 14 hours and 36 minutes to do the full competition. And I think what happens is that we're all looking for our purpose. And I think when you have a disability, you're blessed in a way because you go through life understanding what your purpose is. You go through life understanding why you were created. And I think when you live your life with that sense of true, genuine, lasting purpose, what you find from other disabled people, I think all disabled people share this, is that when you look at the folks that you meet, disabled people will often case be the happiest, most fulfilled people that you're going to come across.
Right.
And I think the real secret to this is, and I think athletics is what brings it out, the true way that you find a true sense of fulfillment is understanding perspective. And I think that's really what it is, that people with disabilities people with challenge, people who have to struggle, if you go through life and you have a genuine appreciation of perspective, I think what it does is it creates a true sense of fulfillment and happiness. And that's what athletics does. I got to tell you really quick, you know, when you're doing the Ironman, at that mile 19, after you've done the swimming and the biking, it really is spiritual. And I think the blessing that I have for being able to do this is we're all looking for a way to connect, especially with other people and with our Creator. And when you're in that kind of pain, and when you're finishing an Ironman, the pain is so excruciating that you can't even really describe it because every part of your body hurts. But what happens is that you realize that no matter how painful or how difficult this is, what you recognize is that your spirit can separate from the body. And I think when you realize that spirit-body distinction and that the spirit is the thing that can guide the body, what that does is it allows you to deal with the hardship and difficulties, not just in a marathon, not just in an Ironman, but in each and every day that you have to live. And I think those are the lessons that come with it. And I think that for those of your listeners out there that know people with disabilities or know people with special needs, I guarantee they will find the same thing right within every soul that they encounter, that all the people they meet, all the people they encounter will have that same sense of spirit, that same sense of purpose, mm-hmm, and are usually the happiest, most fulfilled mm-hmm people because they have that perspective. With that perspective comes fulfillment. So
our guest is Richard Bernstein, recipient of the Tony Philippus Courage Award for 2010 at the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Once again, proof that you can't spell disabilities without abilities. In his case, those are capital letters. And I must admit that I became aware of Richard through a case where he represented my brother-in-law, who was also disabled, and Jim Kesskenny was in a case involving Northwest Airlines, and told me a little bit about Richard. And the more I found out, and the more we had him on the show, I see exactly why he was honored last night and why so many people were so moved. Richard, very quickly, we know that you were a candidate for Attorney General, did not receive that opportunity, but a lot of people were very impressed. Are you going to be back in political life in the future?
You know what? It's such a great question. To be honest with you, I don't see it. I think that for me, the reason that I believe so strongly in this position mm-hmm was because the Attorney General's office
right
has the chance to change people's lives.
Well, you're changing people's lives every day.
Yeah, and I think we'll just keep, and I think honestly, like for example, like, you know, with the case that you're talking about,
right,
you're going to hear an announcement in the next couple of weeks.
Right.
Which is going to totally revolutionize U.S. aviation. You're going to see airports built in a different
right
way, and you're going to see airlines.
Well, we look forward to that
totally
very much, and we'll get back with you on that.
You will. I can't wait to share it with you because
thanks,
it's
Richard. We appreciate it. We'll be right back.